It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
There are times when it is like it's poetry in motion. I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I do the cooking, he does the cleaning. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I love it. So, 5 and Dine, brought to you by our friends at F&L Market, and they're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are family-owned, locally owned, and they're an independent grocery store. It's not going to be like going to your big chains. Mm-hmm. They actually have cashiers that are going to take care of you. They have a meat department where you can talk to the butcher and get things done the way you want them done.
Right.
Cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Go by and visit them today and thank them for sponsoring us, because we really do appreciate F&L Market and their support of the show. So today on 5 and Dine, we're keeping the kitchen cool. It's funny, I end up using my crock pot more in the summertime than I do even in the wintertime, just because I don't want to heat up the kitchen.
Sure, that makes sense.
So this is another example of that. You're going to start with your slow cooker. You're going to need the following. You're going to need a 32-ounce bag of hash browns. You're going to need some kielbasa, some onion, cheddar cheese. We're making a slow cooker sausage and potato casserole. This reminds me of some of the foods out of your neck of the woods, Kaylee, in Lancaster. This is that kind of home-cooked feeling food. You're going to combine the hash browns with the kielbasa and onion and 2 cups of shredded cheddar in your slow cooker. I like to brown the kielbasa and the onions before you put them in there, but it's up to you. But I like to saute them. Then in a separate bowl, you're going to combine cream of chicken, some the soup, some sour cream, and salt and pepper to taste. Pour that over the mixture, combine it, sprinkle the cheese on top, pop that lid on, cook it on low for about 6 hours, and then everything will be cooked through. Make sure you don't overcook it, though.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that it doesn't become mushy. So check it definitely at about hour 5 or 6 to make sure you're kind of where you want to be. Mm-hmm. It's an easy recipe, comes together quickly, and you're not going to overheat your kitchen, which is important this time of year. Slow cooker sausage and potato casserole. Check it out on our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. Like that page. You'll see all the recipes that we share here on the Morning Jam. 5 and Dine brought to you by our friends at F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.